This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk to the executive mayor of the Polokwane municipality, John Mbeu, and he joins us on the line to speak to us about this matter, the clarification that the municipality has made, have released a statement saying they are concerned about the misleading commentary circulating on public platforms alleging nepotism in the recent announcement that unemployed residents who participated in the Nelson Mandela Day activities will be considered for the expanded public works program. The executive mayor, John Mbeu, joins us on the line. That's the executive mayor of Polokwane Municipality. Executive mayor, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Amola. Good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. Now, as the municipality, you have released the statement where you want to clarify what you calling misleading commentary circulating on public platforms that are alleging nepotism in the recent announcement around the public expanded public works program. Two things before perhaps you go into detail. Now, there is, of course, what you're going to be clarifying, but I'm going to also tell you what people are saying happened, and you will tell us what happened. And outside the nepotism issue, people are alleging that you, on the occasion of that event, on the spot, appointed people that were there, or instructed that people that were there be appointed for public works program. Is that the truth?
Look, firstly, we need to separate formal employment from social intervention program like EPWP, which is meant for the poor to intervene in the poverty situation, the high rate of unemployment that will also teach our people to wake up in the morning and work and learn some skills in the process. It has always been our intention that we should expand these opportunities. You'll remember that there was a stage where there were people queuing, looking for jobs at the, close to game, where I walked in and listen to them, and later on we made that commitment that they will be registered as well on our database so that we could employ them on this kind of intervention to try and alleviate the kind of suffering out of the high rate of unemployment that we are experiencing, not only as a municipality, but across the country. And we have intervened. So when we got volunteers for that particular program, we have said that we're making a commitment to intervene. All those who were there have been, their details have been taken. They will go through a process of a pre-qualification process to evaluate whether they do qualify. And upon that, where there are opportunities, we are from time to time for 6 months been taking people. Obviously, if you have just worked in the last batch that we have taken through our various wards and across the municipality, you will not repeat yourself. So there is a process in place to check everyone and see if those people cannot be able to assist us with regard to that social intervention. The area of the standing in those extensions is highly concentrated with a whole lot of people that are seeking opportunities. And when people came through, we would love to work with people who also have got the capacity and the appetite to volunteer to help their own communities, not because they know a counselor or because they know anybody, but just because they are loyal citizens who are willing even to help their communities on the basis of volunteer, and it will be good to have them. We have intervened in the past, as you know. We also had an opportunity to have a program where we have employed over 2,000 people to help us with the greening and cleaning program in partnership with the Department of Environmental Affairs and Forestry.
Yes.
And it is the continuation of our program to try and use various programs, even intervention. Mm. Normally, these people are taken in for a short period, 6 months. At the most, 1 year. 1 year, that's where you'll require that you also make an advert and apply it, and you sign a 1 year contract with them. But this is an intervention that we're actually doing every 6 months. We're taking up people during seasons when the grass is tall. Sometimes we need to get in people in larger numbers, and we're looking at it from a poverty alleviation point of view, but also to try and empower our communities across the city. We have always emphasized that such opportunities as well be expanded to the most rural part of the city.
So on the day, what did you say?
On the day, I said we divide, because I did not necessarily want to mix up things. There were people who were there because they are already on some or whatever program.
Mm.
And then from there, then we wanted to divide them. I divided them. We said, no, let those who are already on a program be one side, those who are not working be on the other side. And then we said, these people need to be part of the program, need to be employed, and we will have to follow the that process of pre-qualifications. Mm. And they know, because the rest...
Okay, so Executive Mayor, maybe it's important. So because there's a reason you are clarifying, right?
Yes.
Because there's been interpretations of what you said. So we need to trace back to that if it's all the same with you. So you said these people need to be employed, or these people
We're
are
going
appointed...
to employ these people.
Yeah, so you said these
We're
people are
appoint
being appointed here.
Yes.
Yes.
And but the first thing,
yes,
because I would not have had to explain,
yes,
the administrative process that need to follow,
yes,
is that they need to be on our database.
Okay.
And normally when we do that, we can go to an area and specifically focus, like I've given you an example, because it is not a formal employment.
Mm.
It is an opportunity to it's like when you deal with indigent. Over the past weeks, we've been going to various areas in Seshore to say, we want to intervene here and make sure that there are people who receive free basic services and so forth and so forth. So social programs like your EPWP, it's not necessarily a formal employment. It is meant to intervene to alleviate poverty. When you go to an area and you see that poverty, you see that high rate of unemployment as well. Of course, those people were there from various households. There.
Yes. So
we never promised anyone. The reason why I said even to them to say, don't call other people as if no, we have called people to come and get employment. We're just saying those who are here.
Yes.
In that particular program,
yes,
be given an opportunity to be on our employment database on the EPWP.
Now you use as you said, you wouldn't have had an opportunity to explain how the process go, but everyone listening to you at that time and being there would have had the impression, and is this fair, would have had the impression that you said everyone there is appointed on the spot.
No, they will have to be a pre qualification.
I get you there. Please hear me out, Mr. Executive Mayor. Hear me out. I'll give you an opportunity to explain that part. But what I'm saying is, and you would have conceived this, you would have had this idea of how it works, and I get that. But anyone listening to you on the day and on the spot, the only thing they would have had is that they are appointed on the spot. That you would agree with.
Yes, there might have been that interpretation. But the reason why, because there was nothing untoward. It's just that, in a community, you would convene people.
Mm.
There is a project or there is a program, you want EPWP opportunity to be given to people.
Mm.
Obviously, you will say, bring all your IDs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you write their IDs. But they will still have to go through some form of pre-qualifications, because there are certain rules still to be adhered to, and that is the part that the administrative part or part of the municipality will have to deal with.
Mm.
Our intention is very clear.
Mm.
We want our people to be employed, to get an opportunity to wake up every morning, in the process to learn skills. In future, when there are opportunities to get formal jobs,
yes,
they can then apply with that, and we'll explain to that. But the EPWP must be understood not to be, you know, a formal employment.
Okay, but so let's also clear this, because people sitting there heard you say you're appointed, and perhaps you didn't have an opportunity to explain everything else. What is your anticipation, or what was your anticipation of what happens after your announcement? Were you expecting that after your announcement, people's names are taken and then they are processed? Or or what is, how do you envision that process to happen? What naturally needs to happen next after that announcement?
After that announcement, you've got details of people.
Mm.
Where there are opportunities, they are already on the database.
Mm.
We've got various clusters in the municipality. If those opportunities arise in the city cluster, for example, the extensions are within the city cluster, or Sishio cluster or whatever, those people, of course, if they do qualify, they'll be called. If it is their time to be called, they'll be called to come through. But first and foremost, even before they get into their data, into the database, they would have been assessed whether they qualify or not.
Are there opportunities for EPWPs to be filled now in the municipality as we speak?
Like I said, every 6 months there is an intake within the municipality. I may not have the exact information about that. But what I know is that those people who have put in their names on that particular list, like any other person, they stand a chance and an opportunity that they will be called once they've been assessed.
There have been accusations of nepotism, and others would say, others have said that there were people there that would have largely been associated with the ANC, your party, that would have gotten those opportunities. And we know now they've gotten an opportunity to be in the database, if you take you at your word. What do you say to those people that are accusing you of nepotism?
No, the nepotism is if I have specifically called specific people that I know into that particular session to be the ones that are registered on the EPWP program. And by the way, if there are still people who want to register on the database, they are free to interact with the relevant office. They will be registered as well. We are open. It's not like there is nothing. If there was something not transparent about anything, we would not even have said anything in front of those people or in front of anyone. So there is nepotism, because those people are not members of a particular political party.
Yes.
Unless if there's anybody who were there to celebrate the life of the former president, 67 minutes in honor of President Nelson Mandela, who would have said that you...
Yeah.
We think you are not supporting us in that political party. Even within the same political party, no one have ever said to those people, I see you, but I don't know you. Some of you is like you are from this other party. Anybody from any political party, for whether belonging or not belonging to any political party, as long as you are poor, you are unemployed, we will also make out a notice.
Okay.
Register on our... Remember, it's the beginning of a financial year now in July.
So we
want to get as many as possible people on our database so that throughout the whole financial year, these people can be call from time to time, it can alleviate poverty.
Yes.
And some of the people will be able to put the bread on the table. But most importantly,
yes,
it is an experience that can also help them that one day they will apply for a formal job,
yes,
with a high level of unemployment. And it is not the only program that we are doing to try and deal with some of the challenges that we have.
Yeah. Now, lastly on the matter, yes, Mr. Executive Mayor, what do you say to those that are criticizing you that are saying the matter got away from you and you realized earlier that there is an administrative process that should accompany that announcement that has obviously not happened and you are doubling back? What do you say to those people that are saying that to you?
No, look, before I became the mayor, I've been an administrator. And I know very well that we will have to go through that process, but it is different. A formal employment, you first advertise the post, people submit whatever CVs, and it has got there. It is not a social intervention. It's an economic, more like an economic activity where people sell or avail their labor for service in exchange for a salary. A program like this one, it is meant to alleviate poverty and get our people doing something, because there's nobody who will earn for, who will work, who will go to school in order to come and work for whatever stipend that we're giving out.
Okay.
But in the meantime, what do we do when we don't really need? That is why if you are receiving an unemployment, whatever the grant, during that period, the grant will be suspended.
Okay.
Well, when you are on this program, because one way or the other, this unemployment grant or whatever that people are receiving it is operating in the same way. It is meant to say, in the meantime, what do we do about those who cannot find employment? But they are available to can be doing something.
Okay.
And we do
Executive
have
Mayor?
A whole lot of things that can be done, whether it's grass cutting,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes. All right, Mr. Executive Mayor, because of time, we'll leave it here for now. But thank you very much for engaging us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Gamla, and thanks to the listener.
Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.